Welcome to the Seed of Peace podcast. I'm your host, Katie Johnson. It is my humble mission to plant this powerful seed into hearts all around the world so we can connect to our roots, embody our truth, and be free to live a life that feels like our own. This one's for the change makers, the seekers, the healers and self-healers, the ones who know there's more to life. Driven by the values of depth, authenticity, growth, and unity, this podcast is a direct, unedited transmission guided with the intention to return you to a deeply embodied sense of peace and purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Seed of Peace podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you're new here, which you are, I can't tell you how grateful I am to be here with you and to actually finally be sitting down to record this. Most people who will be listening to this very first episode have been avid cheerleaders of me doing something with this apparently very soothing voice. So this is it. This is my offering to the world, the seed of peace, which has become something that has guided me tremendously. And one promise I want to make with myself as I record these podcast episodes is not to edit what comes through and to really trust that every recording is a transmission. So do expect that there's going to be little hiccups, little pauses. And what I'm offering is just an unedited lens on life, right? And I think that's something that's going to be quite refreshing. And I figured for the very first episode, I might as well answer a question that I've been dodging for a really long time, which is, who is this work for? Like, what is actually driving me to share on this topic of peace? Ultimately, when I reflect on it, I realize that peace is something that has totally transformed my life. And I will, you know, in subsequent episodes, obviously share more about my story and all of that. So stay tuned for those. But really, the driver and who this is for is anyone who needs a reminder of peace. And that has been me, you know, for many, many years of my life. And the beautiful thing about peace is that it's so easy to remember and it's so easy to return to. And so this is my wish, you know, in planting the seed of peace, I trust that it will take root in the hearts of many, in the hearts of who needs it. But diving a little bit deeper into the people that I sense in this energy, they may be people who have identified with or been given the label of truth seeker or empath or healers or self-healers, you know, people who are doing the work, people who may have experienced depression, anxiety, and the whole suite of, mental health issues. But what's deeper underneath that, you know, because I feel that these, whilst they do describe a certain demographic of people, like there's something underneath that, right? And what I feel in these people and underneath these labels is people who are courageous. And when I say courageous, like, I love the word courageous, like courage means of the heart. So people who are in their heart, people who are introspective, deep, people who have a level of awareness, even if right now it's just a sort of inkling of the possibility of more than what is on the surface, and a drive for growth, a drive for freedom, a drive to really live life that feels like theirs, right? In a world that is so characterized by people living a life that seems to be prescribed. Now, I have nothing wrong with the typical framework of Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, if that works for you, or whatever other framework, right? But if you are somebody who is in that and loathing it and spending your days complaining about it and yet not making a change when a change is very much available to you, you got to question what you're doing, right? I'm just going to be honest. And I think really what I'm here to facilitate or to empower is to get people to realize they have a choice, right? They have a choice to switch into growth as opposed to just staying the same. And one of my fundamental beliefs is that we came here to grow. I believe that that is our only purpose here. And, you know, we live in this world where purpose has almost become this very like pressurized thing, and that if you're not fulfilling your purpose, then you're a failure and all that shit. Like, I think we need to separate purpose from mission, right? And understand that your purpose was simply, and it, like, I say simply, but it's just the most incredible thing. Your purpose is that you just came here to grow and to experience life, right? Your mission can be any number of other things, absolutely anything, right? So I think it's just important to hold space to realize that there's a difference between purpose and mission. I think a lot of the people that I do speak to as well are people who maybe have felt that life has been a very heavy experience. And I want people to know that life is not inherently heavy, right? And that life really does want to be loved by you. Life wants to be enjoyed through you. And it's pretty ironic because it's sort of not until you go through a certain level of life being very heavy and life just feeling like endless suffering that you then realize, oh, actually, no, it's not heavy and it's not suffering. But the paradox is, it seems to be that you have to kind of go through a certain level of suffering before you get that realization, which is interesting. But yeah, I really feel that, and just reflecting on my own journey, what I'm here to, or the way that I'm here to serve, is to facilitate that mindset switch towards how can I grow from this versus this is tearing me apart. Right? Because they're actually one and the same thing. It just depends on what you label it as. And the more you can practice the ability to be present with your experience of life with the lens of how can I grow from this? What is this teaching me? Where's the beauty in this? Also understanding that beauty is not just sunshine and daisies, and that every rose has its thorn, and that in that we can appreciate the beauty of the thorn as part of the rose. Right, so it's a deeper understanding of beauty. Just enabling that shift into experiencing life through and from a deeper perspective. Because that's what makes us feel more connected to this experience of life. And your life is your life. Right? I think we live in this way where we feel that it's like us versus life. And that life is this separate thing, but life is only happening through you, through each of us. So your life is very, very much your own. And once you liberate yourself from layers that aren't actually you, when you can untangle the patterns of trauma and all these heavy kind of layers that we get covered in throughout our lives, you start to feel more of a freedom to actually enjoy your life through the ability to be present. And I've said this a few times, but like, it is so important for you to understand the importance of being present. You have to be here now so that you can be there then. And currently we tend to live in this way where we're very, very fixated on what's happening next, and the destination and where we're heading. But if you can't enjoy and be present with where you are right now, you're only going to be able to experience what you're heading towards for maybe just a minute, maybe an hour at best, maybe a day if we're pushing it. But what I'm saying is you're not going to be able to actually enjoy it for very long because you're just going to be looking for the next thing and then you die. Sorry to be so dramatic, but like, it's so important to have this understanding that the now is all you really ever have. And if you do not change your now, why do you think it's going to somehow change at some point in the future? But the empowering thing is, you can change things now. And who I'm speaking to and who I'm here to serve is people who have a desire and a willingness to take action on changing their life, right? And something that has really held me back is, ironically, exactly what is propelling me forwards now, is this idea of privilege, I suppose. This realization that not everybody has the freedom to change their life, right? But I do also fundamentally believe in the power that each individual human has to change their experience of life, their perception of life. Some of the most peaceful and fulfilled people I have met in my life have been the poorest in terms of financial wealth, and they live the simplest of lives, but they are so rich in their spirit and in their heart. So it gets you to kind of think, like, yeah, I do believe that everybody has the power to change their life, at least in terms of their experience of life. And I fundamentally believe that when you change your life, when you take action on changing your life, that is what then facilitates the possibility to change the world, right? And I guess that's another aspect of who I'm speaking to, is people who know that they were put on this planet to make a difference. In whatever way that happens, you didn't arrive here by mistake, right? Even though sometimes it might feel like that, or it might feel like, oh my God, why am I here on this godforsaken planet? But it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And yeah, it's just an amazing thing to be here alive, right? And to figure ourselves out and figure this journey out and realize that we are only ever figuring things out. And my wish for whoever comes across this podcast is that this can offer you a reminder of how powerful peace is. And yeah, that is the seed of what I wish to offer. And in terms of the work itself, it is essentially about getting into this I promised I wasn't going to cut it out, so here we go. It's about getting into this indestructibly resilient growth mindset where no matter what happens in your experience of life, you grow from it. So whether it's beautiful or dark or whatever, what I offer is a framework and a container for you to embody the ability to truly be present with your life and grow through what you go through. And I just want to leave this episode with a little short prose that I'd written. It's titled Find a Way. And it goes a little something like this. I've seen evidence that impossible things can happen. I found a seed that had found a home within a crack in the concrete. It had emerged into a tree no differently than if it had been lovingly sown into the most fertile of soils. What an admirable determination to the cause of growth and expansion, I thought. And then I thought again, I wonder what might be possible for me if I began to view life through this lens too. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I love you. Peace and love with you always, from my heart to yours. And I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.